Hey, greetings. This is Brother Jim, DontPerish.com, John 424 Radio. Hey, as usual, I got a really good topic for you, and it comes from an email we got from someone, a lady, a woman. She emailed us, and she accused us of stumbling others. I want to talk about this. Stumbling others. She talked about a couple of doctrines that we teach from God's Word. One of them was the pagan holiday. And she said, you're stumbling people by teaching this. Well, stumbling is a very important topic, so we don't want to brush it off. We did answer her by email on the teaching blog to edify everyone. Stumbling. Now, I want to talk about this. There is a there's a purposeful, a purposeful stumbling of a saint that only an evil person would do. Let me read a scripture verse for you. Matthew 18:6, the famous stumbling verse. Jesus says, "But whosoever shall offend one of these little ones which believe in me, it were better for him that a millstone were hung around his neck and that he be drowned in the depths of the sea." Ouch. Do you know what a millstone is? It's a big, giant, round stone that they hone out the middle. They use it for grinding grain. It's really heavy. And one around your neck thrown into the sea is not good. Let's take this one apart. The word offend. If anyone shall offend one of these little ones. The Greek word is scandalizo. Scandalizo. We get our word scandal from it. You know what it means? It means to cause to sin, push away from the one you're devoted to cause to fall away. That's what Jesus was talking about. Is that what Brother Jim and Sister Debbie does at DontPerish.com? We cause people to sin. We push them away from Christ. And we cause them to fall away. No, we don't do that at all. In fact, we call people to the biblical Christ and to obedience to him. Let's look at another stumble verse, shall we? So remember, before I do this other verse, look at the Greek, look at the Hebrew words, the root words, go to the meaning, get it in context. Don't just pull something out of the Bible and use it as a battering ram and you're using it wrongly. You'll do much damage to yourself and to others, and you will not honor God. That's what I told this lady. She's not teaching, she shouldn't be teaching at all. She was trying to rebuke me. She's not walking in good biblical theology. Romans 14, for whether we live unto the Lord, and whether we die unto the Lord. Whether we live therefore or die, we are the Lord's. For to the end Christ died, Christ both died and rose and revived, that he might be Lord both of the dead and the living. Let us not therefore judge one another anymore, but judge this rather, that no man put a stumbling block or an occasion to fall in his brother's way. I know, and I am persuaded by the Lord Jesus, there is nothing unclean of itself, but to him that esteemeth anything to be unclean, to him it is unclean. All right, so Paul uses the word stumbling block in Romans 14. What's this all about? This is about food from the Old Testament law and the Gentiles, the Jews and the Gentiles warring, mostly the Jews telling the Gentiles they got to keep Torah, keep Torah ways, don't eat pork, go to Sabbath on Saturday or Friday night to Saturday night. And Paul is saying, don't judge each other over those things. Some of them were still practicing Jews. Some of them were Gentiles. Some of them were Gentiles, not under that Torah law. Go read Acts 15, where Peter tells them, why are you putting a burden on the Gentiles that our fathers couldn't bear? They were trying to get the Gentiles to keep Sabbath and Torah law. So this is the stumbling block that Paul's talking about there. Clearly, we don't teach that. We don't teach the Old Testament Torah ways. We don't tell people to keep Sabbath. That's just another form of stumbling mentioned in the Bible. That stumbling is hindering their salvation. It's hindering them to find Christ in new life. That clearly is major stumbling. How about Romans 9:32? Wherefore, because they sought it not by faith, but as it were by works of the law, for they stumbled at that stumbling stone. Again, Israel not coming to faith, not believing, trying to find their salvation and working the Old Testament Torah. It's not going to work. And Paul had to call them to faith in Christ. And then we keep the law of Christ, which all the Ten Commandments, except keeping Saturday Sabbath, are echoed in the New Testament. We rest in Christ. He is our Sabbath. And then all the teachings in the New Testament, we keep them. We don't keep the 613 Torah laws. And there's a few things even before Torah we keep. Marriage between a man and a woman was given. How we're supposed to dress in tunics was given. So there's various things before Torah law. But we don't keep Torah law. So you want to talk about stumbling. That's stumbling people right there. Now, who else is stumbling people? Well, worldly, man-made religion that's stumbling people with their false, easy-believe Jesus. They lack repentance unto holiness. They lack good doctrine, teaching evangelical false ways, Roman Catholic ways. They don't stress holiness and obedience to scriptures. So you'll see God one day. Without holiness, no one will see God, it says in Hebrews 12. That's stumbling. Telling people you're okay with God when you're under his wrath. That's stumbling. Preaching a false gospel. That's stumbling. Teaching people that you don't have to come out of the world or man-made religion to find Christ. Now that truly is stumbling people. So let's get this straight, what stumbling is. Now there's also another stumbling in Scripture. Let me read to you 1 Peter 2, 5 through 8. Ye also, as lively stones, are built up a spiritual house, a holy priesthood, to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God by Jesus Christ. Wherefore also it is contained in the Scripture, behold, I lay in Zion a chief cornerstone, elect, precious, and he that believeth on him shall not be confounded. Unto you therefore which believe, he is precious, but unto them which be disobedient, the stone which the builders disallowed, the same is made the head of the corner, and a stone of stumbling, and a rock of offense, even to them which stumble at the word, being disobedient, whereunto also they were appointed. Did you catch that? Yeah, what Peter's talking about is they didn't believe, they were disobedient. They weren't going to follow Christ and keep the new covenant. And Christ is a stumbling block. We see that all over the place. People in the world don't want to give up their lives. Christ is a stumbling block. Man-made religion doesn't want to give up its worldliness and its man-made false traditions and its popularity. The biblical gospel is a stumbling block. So that's a different type of stumbling. That's what I'm trying to show you here. Make sure you're using this rightly. Proverbs 4:19, the way of the wicked is as darkness, and they know not at what they stumble. Yeah, how true. People mock at the truth. They laugh at God. They laugh at the gospel. They make fun of biblical holy preachers. They look at people of God with disdain. They know not what they stumble over. That's really the most common one we see. Mankind and the culture refusing to obey God fully when the Bible calls us to leave our sin. This causes them to stumble over this holy, risen Savior. You know, if you walk in the darkness and sin, you're going to stumble. Makes sense, doesn't it? You're going to stumble over Him who brings the light, Him who is the light, Jesus Christ. Topic of stumbling. Make sure when you toss these terms around, you study them out. This lady really did not study this out at all. She was trying to push a false, convenient claim against us that we stumble people, calling them out of pagan holidays and calling them to obey God's New Testament ways, when all we do is call them to repent, come to the risen Savior in His shed blood, be made new by the gospel, by His Spirit, and then obey in holiness and obedience. Oh, there's the stumbling part. Just like Peter said, they don't want to obey. Hey, it's the very thing that Jesus and Paul taught all over the New Testament. Jesus said, teaching them to obey everything he's commanded. Matthew 28:20, one of my favorite verses. Hey, is that stumbling people? I guess it's okay to stumble them over the truth, isn't it? Yeah. Satan stumbled all over the truth, didn't he? He didn't want to humble himself before God and he rebelled. How about 2 Thess 3:14? And if any man obey not our word by this epistle, note that man and have no company with him that he may be ashamed. Hey, do you think that guy stumbled over the truth? Yeah, he did. In the end, how can it be stumbling saints to teach them simply to obey what is in God's word? It's foolishness and it's heresy to use these claims of stumbling. Make sure you get these things right. Make sure you're not stumbling over the truth. Make sure you're not stumbling people away from the biblical Christ and the biblical gospel. There's no way if you're born of God's Spirit, you'll be stumbled by the truth of God. If you're stumbled by the truth of God and the call of repentance and holiness, you have a false spirit. You have a false Jesus. You're in grave danger. You need to repent and get in the Word and find Christ in His Word. The stumbling Jesus warned about is us trying to drive people away from Him, or anyone trying to drive people away from Him. Lord knows my desire is for people to run to the risen Christ. We teach you that. That's what our teaching blog is all about. It's what our travels, preaching in the streets is all about. Jesus and Paul backs it up. He said, if you love Him, you're going to obey Him and not stumble. Hey, that's all I need is Jesus' words. I hope that's edified you on the topic of stumbling. Let me know how I can help you. If you're stumbling over something, let me know how I can help you. Reach out if it's biblical for you to do so, and let's talk about it. That's why we pour out this truth. Check out our teaching blog at don'tperish.com. Traveling on the gospel road, reaching out to the lost world. What a wicked lost world it is. So much death, destruction, despair, and deceived people everywhere. But we have the light and the gospel. I hope people don't stumble over that into eternity, cost them their soul. Hey, we love you all. Till next time, I hope you have a glorious day. We love you all. May God be praised.